Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pole taker, the pole taker.
You remind me of the lathe. Got a glow like a shine on the blade. Lead a spinning for the spree well drawn. Looking like you forgot the detail on. And do the damn thing and I'm actually stewing. The booty so banging, it's actually stupid. My from the D, so the hair wet. Make deal wanna hit it like the square solo berry. Baby girl on some plus size model, yeah. Can you do a little can do with the Sprite bottle? Let me know if I can fit in them jeans. Then you wind it speaking, how you getting them things? But don't mind me, it's just you remind me. I'm eye deep with that fifth behind me. They can't see you, but you can see them just like Kent. Baby girl, you the champ, yeah. Down.
Yo, you like a slum beat song or sing. Girl, you all on my mind all day, I mean. And you just can't do no wrong, I mean. I'm thinking about plot, scheme, yeah, plot, scheme, yeah. You like a De La song we sing. You on my mind like my lines and rhymes and things. I'm trying to holler, won't you tell me what line to bring. Think about plot, scheme, yeah, plot, scheme, huh. Before my breakfast in the morning, I be in the mirror looking. I be thinking about you often, girl. You the only reason why I show up at my job. Cause I know that you be there, and my heart's in overdrive. I wanna say hi, hey, hello, but can't say much. Butterflies in my stomach got me feeling fucked up. I usually be knocking, but your fashion is immaculate. Your ass is so fat, attitude issue ain't happening. I'm back in this, I got a plan, I put her in my atomist. Fear, hear me fear, Miss Brittany with the spears through the heart. Purple her, she's better when it's dark. If only I just knew just when to start. When it starts, I should have somebody rob a rocket, but play hero, play Robert and De Niro. Get Ivy plus an arrow, cause I can turn into a ghetto superstar. Shit, feel me then, I know I win, I know it's one for someone, huh?
You like a P.E. song to sing. Girl, you all on my mind, day of me. And you just can't do no wrong, I mean. I think about plot, scheme, my plot, scheme.
You like a De La song to sing. You on my mind like lines, rhymes and things. I'm trying to holler, won't you tell me what line to bring.
Break out in the cold sweat and the blizzard. Don't get it twisted, baby. It ain't about love. It's for the love of the game. I saw, I conquered, I came. In that order. I hope you can swim, cause the water will get deep. And if you can't swim, you bound to drown. I'm plotting a scheme, baby. And I want you to be the star. And I'm the Big Dipper. You ready? Action.
Thank you.
hunt. Back here at square one, like I just did the home base run. Without winning any bases though, all basic reasoning out the window. Ron Brown shit, Eric Sermon style. Like I got kicked off a cloud, Method Man 95. Rap references because you get them all. You even get that I should have said it was 94. Hard place when you wanna still rock to it. Living in my glass house, steady throwing rocks through it all. I never stop feeling the love for you. I just stop being the one for you. I think too much overanalyzing everything. I'm over dramatizing everything, but you're never on the level I'm on unless we're cutting. Lusting, we never argued when thrusting, but then after all, it just turns to dust, brother. Swear I never love another if this really worked out, but this is just like watching fitness infomercials from the couch. Ouch, I know, you're lazy. It's easier to pick a partner less crazy. Much less work, less purpose, less of A to Z. Cause I'm an alpha, bet it's hard to stay with me. Heart palpitations do still occur though. You and me some Merlot, situation blur so much. I be thinking that this shit could actually work again. It's even nice to have you back in my world as my friend. Hey, sometimes I gotta say it simply. Why? Cause sometimes things are simple. Make it complicated for the whim, B. Cause otherwise we just be faced with all the N-words. Inner child, inner space, inner monologue. We exchange intercourse without a dialogue. Introduce intimate ways to turn our fire off. This thing in us to seek the spark, light, higher, moth. I still adore you, but you adore me theoretically. So now I gotta shut the door on you, so I can find out who's next for me.
Repeat after me.
You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know.
Said I would retire, bro. Cause rap music is getting tired, so onto a better genre, somewhere I can grow into a giant, the musical Kobe Bryant, yo. And my music is so defiant, yo. Against the grain, like trying to train a mini pro. You cats are really sound, silly songs are semi pro. Anybody could get in the game and win with any flow. I know I ain't heard a good CD in a long time, and I'm tired of what's been on the radio. Save me, yo. Better yet, I'll save myself. I'm looking to save my life. Y'all looking to save your wealth. I'm looking to make a difference, so I won't sit on the shelf. I'ma come around when I'm needed. I don't need your help. I don't even care if y'all follow me. Go and lead yourself. People hear the keys to the cells. Y'all need to free yourself from yourself. I know it's big business to darken a soul like good Guinness. And once they got you, then the snakes win it. That's really what's making it hard for me to stay in it. Just pray for me for real. I'm up against all of these fakes in it. Trying to turn these 5 minutes of fame to a straight minute. Better now than never. I'm sorry I'm so late with it. It's good music for your soul. Fill your plate with it. I know this ain't the time to relax. Intelligence is a rare artifact. In fact, it's irrelevant when you see rappers blow dough for the hell of it. Now I know why everybody want rap. You tired of the Toyota, you wanting the Maybach. You wanting your wheel of fortune, Pat Sajak. I know you're tired of hearing me say fat. You don't want to listen, well, you can hit your playback. Way back, way back. I know I ain't gonna change a molecule, rearrange nothing to deviate from what I can do, cause it ain't easy to do it the way that I can do. I'm giving information to the misinformed, the message of the misinterpreted, you've been warned. I came to turn up the temperature cause you've been warm, and we need hot, it's just not. It's cool, homie.
I know I'm not the richest or the poorest, and sometimes I pen a verse, and yes, I might use a thesaurus, so the words are kinda different, and I skip the catchy chorus, and I'm bragging to you deafest like I work for Philip Morris. Damn. You know the folks that push cigarettes, made millions, but tell you the ill effects. That's how I feel when I holler that I spit the best and get the biggest rest in my video just to get a check. Pardon me if I'm Bill Payne, but if there's realness to say, I'ma still say it. Like the whole industry can drown slow. The music's more than counting views and downloads. And no, I'm not hating on cats that's up high, but just know there's a lot of them on the down low. Contradiction, I'm a serious smile. Got me teaching boys in the hood now, I'm furious styles. These fake hard dudes and see through. I'm God to these weak youth. My bar's too deep through. I'm on 2D tour. Star at war, that's tough to comprehend without radio spins. I win, it's from within. I know you like new rappers, I'm not new, but I do. Bless you like you homeless with hot food in a stock room. Keep my head up like that Fox tune. Checkmate, queen niggas, we will rock you. Focus, I'm sorry. I know I went overboard, but I get so annoyed. Can I talk? I'm abnormal, I eat humans, I'm half mortal. I beat bruises, so please excuse me, I'm mad formal. My competition's auditioning like a cast calling. I mean a casting call, I'm so back with y'all. Kill them, I will, call me I-L-U-M-I-C-S. Let your mind chill. And put my name in the mirror and bring this back. If that became any clearer, then turn this off, huh?
I mean, it definitely changed. It changed. It's not the same no more. I don't think it changed for the best. I think a lot of artists got lazy, and a lot of these new artists don't know the history. You know what I mean? They just make your music. It seems like it's not from the heart. It's like it's from the brain.
Yeah. It's a new day, baby.
Yeah.
That's a new day.
Uh-huh.
That's my man, DJ Strike, right there. Right.
I had y'all
running
already.
That's right.
Grinding at the crack of dawn, I'm strapped up with my full metal jacket on. My frustration on these beats that I'm mashing on. My style, little different from the yeah. I'm up early, start grinding at the crack of dawn. I'm strapped up with my full metal jacket.
grinding at the crack of dawn. I'm strapped up with my full metal jacket on. My frustration on these beats that I'm mashing on. My style, little different, glass. Old rappers nowadays just street dreaming. Throwing out they old shit like they spring cleaning. It's a new day and time, plus a new era. While I stay doing these, so washed up with your old flows and written rhymes. They runs over like they standing at the finish line. I just chill and grind, money on my mind. With politics and bullshit, don't waste my time. Cause the time is different, my style terrific. December 25th, I'm highly gifted. I'm not dissing, I'm just speaking out. With these beats and rap bars, we just cleaning house. Time changing, this rhyme game. So just stay in your lane, I'm doing my thing. All the music y'all make, it's a crime shame. Not hot if you're not running with my thing. Time changing, this rhyme game. So just stay in your lane, I'm doing my thing. All the music y'all make, it's a crime shame.
My people caught up in a struggle. You caught up in a jam, you know I be there on the double. This is loyalty, so I preach family first. Never been afraid of failing, so I put in that work. The mindset of a nigga standing on a cheese line. Flow's impeccable when you're the boy got rhymes. Make a chick get out of panties with a quick few lines. Get on your grind, play for it, cause you ain't got sound. Slacking on your backing, slipping on your pimping. Party time is over, this only the beginning of what's to come. I spit dumb, murder red rum, your style is bubblegum. I should beat your ass like a drum. Then finally come forward in the middle of a rock in a hard place. A ghetto boy, very similar to Scarface. I'm on pace to break records, shatter the rules. It's 2010, the night is playing in these fools.
Time changing, this rhyme game. So just stay in your lane, I'm doing my thing. All the music y'all make, it's a crime shame. Not hot if you're not running with my team. Time changing, this rhyme game. So just stay in your lane, I'm doing my thing. All the music y'all make, it's a crime shame. Not hot if you're not running with my team. Rap cats keep running with the same scam. Huddle up with your team, get a game plan. We make moves while y'all running in slow-mo. We came to fuck the game up, no homo. Oh no, stop rhyming, just save your breath. Try to use your common sense if any left. With the sound I'm blessed, better than your squad. We ain't standing in the paint, what we going on?
It's an all-out war, it's us against them. Stay close to fake friends, they say the sword ain't as strong as the pen. If that's the case, then I'm a murder nigga. Lyrically, I'm on my grind like I'm serving niggas. $20 back is low, best to keep it low, keep it secret. Cause it can get you killed if you leak it. Niggas sweep the streets with heat in the dead of winter. It's showtime, and I'm the first to take them when we get them.
Time changing, this rhyme game. So just stay in your lane, I'm doing my thing. All the music y'all make, it's a crime shame. Not hot if you're not running with my team. Time changing, this rhyme game. So just stay in your lane, I'm doing my thing. All the music y'all make, it's a crime shame. Not hot if you're not running with my team.
DJ Strike, what up?
Yeah, what's up? It's your boy Akil Design, and you're listening to Bodega.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, everybody? This is Diamond D, representing Digging in the Crates, and I'm right here chilling on Bodega Fresh. My homegirl, Nadine. Right? Lock it in.
About money, how you could make $100,000 off of just a honey. Give me 18, give me half, give me something. Help me turn nothing into something that's better than nothing. I want it all. I want the good stuff. I want everything my ancestors stood for. That everything they ancestors stood for. And everything my ancestors couldn't afford. I want the big house with the big backyard and a big old beautiful bra. And everything big, big, everything large. Everything paid for, everything hard. I'm going to
make it happen, make it happen, make it happen. Make it happen, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen.
I'm trying to be the best. Whatever they put me to the test, I will.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
I'm putting in the work. I do it till they put me in the dirt. I can.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
I'm trying to come up. I can't settle down and get stuck. I must.
Make it happen, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen.
mama is a mother, she's sweet and spiteful. Life is both, despair delightful. Dark in the light, so small after all. I wonder why I ever feel the call. But now I never stop, never pause, never stall. I'm coming for everything, anywhere they are. I'm gonna have everything, anything I want, I'm going to.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
I'm trying to be the best. Whenever they put me to the test, I will.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
I'm putting in the work. I do it till they put me in the dirt. I can.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
I'm trying to come up. I can't settle down and get stuck. I must.
Make it happen, 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 make it happen.
For me and the crew, I'm doing what I gotta do.
What's going on, world? This is Sean Don repping that Guilty Nipple, y'all. And I'm here on the check-in with 18 on both big and fresh. It's a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The man behind the board, my fight.
The hottest product out, got my name on it. Everybody rap nowadays. The difference is I get paid for it. Slides got my face on it. Taking pictures with some bitches, selling paparazzi tea. The hottest product out, got my name on it. Everybody rap nowadays. The difference is I get paid for it. Slides got my face on it.
You know my team.
Taking pictures with some bitches, selling paparazzi tea. My arrogance got me walking with a mean swagger. Hooks and punchlines will make your team stagger. Between women and weed, I only fuck with dimes. And both habits don't affect my money or my mind. I'm always on the grind, can't afford to fall behind. I'm always on the grind, can't afford to fall behind. I'm always on the grind, can't afford to fall behind.
Can
you whack ass nigga? Can't eclipse my shine. Don't stay winning. I'm a problem behind bars like Mike Tomlin. You need a 16, I'm the man for the job. Been nice since Mike got his first no job. Can never get the best of me. If I was Alex Trebek, y'all would bet your whole career would be a jeopardy.
Get on the mic and clash like titans, strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the fact that there'll never be another quite like him. Scratch rap, my category's inside writing, cause it's strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the fact that there'll never be another quite like him. Scratch rap, my category's inside writing, cause it's strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the fact that there'll never be another quite like him. Scratch rap, my categories insight writing, cause the sound of my voice could incite riots, and my teething ring style and bikes fighting. Yes, that nigga got flows, ain't he who got holes, whether they outdoors or inside hobbies. Fontaine's the man to do it. Y'all spineless wild, my shit is timeless like Jam and Lewis, only because you need it. And dog best believe that you the loudest nigga walking, only because I'm seated. Heavyweight rhyme shit, y'all about to see it. Have the crowd stretched out like a Sealy posturpedic. My nigga Crisis beat knocking, rock the speakers. The law of competition is obsolete as Fontaine, nigga.
Everybody wanna see some focus. I say to everybody be chill, cause I know this. I wrote this for a show down south in the land where your ass, you can blow things out. Word of mouth got me close to being a reoccurring theme on your kid's poster. I boast a record that the average rapper, but you know he can't even come closer. We roast up in the opposition, itching to scratch us with them frail compositions. I'm on a mission, yo, and I dedicated my flow to critics and assholes. And old soul, new swagger, now rapper, swings a dagger that's bigger than Conan's. I'm too lesbian to hold hands. Wish about better days when you're in this here, I promise, man. This what to you by Thomas, man. Don't be mad, I heard Mickey D's is now hiring. To that day, I'm retiring. I'ma be on a level that's more higher than.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Torrey Lock from Brooklyn, New York. You know, anytime you see me in the streets, I'm holding it down. I stay fresh to death. And right now, you're checking out that Bodega Fresh with my girl, the lovely Nate Dane. What up, girl? I see you. Get to it. One.
If they ain't amongst the street,
my people.
Where they at if they ain't spitting on beats? Magnetic, I said it, let the righteous lead. Knowledge is the foundation to this game, not trees. And it's not about who you is, but who you be. And kid, don't kid from get from, cause you about to leave. It's no coincidence that we rhyming through all these extremes. Went to the West Coast, came back, and it's the same old thing. So and so got clapped, and you still asking for money. Chasing every shorty on the block like you younger than 20. With a baby in the lab, and you thinking it's funny. I ain't trying to pull your car, but you hollered at me. So what's up? You know I'm chill like the sun, moon, and stars. And I'm bigger than your problems on your A.
That's my man DJ Strikes right there.
To all I'm singing, the humble human being. Never stagnated, top rated. I'm type terrific, striving to get it. You know the flex, the plate is filled with food. You hungry? You can eat too. We drop jewels, keep my cool. That's all I got, besides my word and my balls.
Cocksucker,
you tall and that's all. You need to be hung from a helicopter. I never liked ya. Fuck around and make a move on ya. Miss Cutie, make a move on me. Let's take it to the bedroom. Then after, I like a special with a hot chocolate. And do it again, I play to win. You ain't gotta be locked up to know you're dealing with men. And if we'll bang once, then we'll bang again. Medina Green, Posse, go tell a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Peace, peace, love, love, light, light, balance, balance. Yes, this is Star, S-T-A-H-H-R, the two H's are for hip-hop. You are in the golden era future. It is Molotov season. Don't get it twisted, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, my ace, Nadine. Yeah.
Abracadabra, waving the wand of gray matter, watching your thoughts scatter overhead like mad hatter. Got the same mass and you haphazard, kills dramatic, fakeness repel automatic. Jonesing for clones and your dome's closed in. You trapped in the square, I got Bahama breeze in my hair. Just cool, bust fools like Piñata. Mentally, all of this dope, I am attention. Metaphor juju, lyrical voodoo. Phillips drive, screw you, we done off for one off. No hit, wonders, blunder, hat trick, slice the hand. Blow, excite your fam, dope girl. Like that, some run but she fight back. Had my way with the tracks and I fade into black. Sweeter than cake cups, mirroring they makeup, ringing them bells like that. I'm coming up. Grab the mic and rock a rhyme. How do I say it? How I do it?
Got put out with a vagabond. Roam the streets with lyric sheets and microphones with magic wands. Turned out it's the Euros, haters to comp and heroes. Nah, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't a tragic song. What? Shoulder height, going to open mic, since some rack was on. Snatch it out the hand, go, go, get the arm. Next thing you know, the cord is shorter, split. Thanks to a sorceress. Higher force, fed me fire torches. I was forceful with the truth and nothing but it. Uncensored by any corporate endorsements. Till the dude stops to ignore they exist. Don't mean we don't exist, just cause you ain't aware of us. Like the sound it makes when a falling tree in the forest hits aquarium. To sprinkle fairy dust over the timber drums. Turn it from a track to a classic like metamorphosis. Telling me to feel, I blast like felons with a Nina. Start inhaling since some Mia put a spell on you like Nina. Yeah,
the mic and rock a rhyme so fast. How I do it, I call it dope.
Like a fiend with a habit, tight dreams. Got me leaning to the side, eyes glassy, and he asked me how you stay so fly. Told him I'm a sea lion woman, how I breathe like the summer carefree. I don't wonder about a thing, just breathe on it. Ease on it like the green when I teeth on that thing, and I sip upon a team, ain't a thing for me. Let the bullshit breathe, watch it fall like the leaves. After spring, I'ma stay doing queen things. And I represent accordingly. Can't afford to be concerned about a glass ceiling. It's the hill and fill it. Basically, what you pay to be, naturally given. Practically limitless. Warrior woman, trace back to the genesis. Royal the lineage. Know that it's infinite. All in the spirit, I'm living it. Get it? Breathe it.
Grab the mic and rock a rock. Rhyme so savage. Rocking with the bad.
Yo, my squad stays on point like that, Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith from EPMD, and you're now tuned into Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine, all right? So make sure y'all stay tuned in. Headbanger style, 2013, boy, Swayze.
It's late, burning jasmine in the gate.
stronger than ever up against these featherweights. They throwing up plates, I'm throwing up eight. Spit an ill of 32, so what you wanna do? Respect truth, reflect the clear view. Dare you to counter that, forward not a holler back. Take two and swallow that, who you throwing dollars at? Not for sale like John Robinson, polishing. Open up the zombie at a rate that's astonishing. Harnessing cheese, set me free like a parting wind. Facing the road, that's the place too many martyrs been. Chasing the flow with the glow from the heart again. Stand Kofa, to the days we were closer. Expand poster, child for wild out the holster. My mind sprayed to the corners in the hallways. The 9 to 5 in the block lockers all day.
Black love, black dog, black day of mine. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine. Black love, black dog, black day of mine. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine. Black love, black dog, black day of mine. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine. Black love, black dog, black day of mine. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine.
Corrupt government handing out punishments. Wonder if we pull the rug from up under it. Would it fall like Berlin Wall? Smashing with a record ball, it's the final call. Ride a rollout, return control out. Delete and reboot, now I'm out of the loop. As I'm flying the coop with cats in hot pursuit. Choke on the dust of this angel, yo tango. Moreno's I lust, ahead of a bus. However I rock, got all chambers on lock. No more punching clocks, a scrape from the block. I'm throwing it down like Heather B in them Glocks. Cream of the crop, hop, hip, thick lip. Don't slick, don't trip, loosen reality's grip. Poking coaches, swarmed by vultures. Dusk approaches, fuck up your roaches.
Black love, black dog, black state of mind. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine. Black love, black dog, black state of mind. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine. Black love, black dog, black state of mind. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine. Black love, black dog, black state of mind. Black light, black stars, what a way to shine.
The phone takes us, the phone takes us.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl Nadine Michelle. And like I was saying before, the queen that I have on the phone today, you just heard me play some of her music. Her name is Star, two H's for hip hop. Welcome to the show, Star. Say what's up to the people.
Peace, everyone. This is Star. Thank you for having me, Nadine. It's an
definitely
honor and a pleasure to
I would
be here.
Definitely. I would be not doing my job if I didn't get you on my show because you are one of the dopest lyricists out. You've been doing this for a long time, and I'm just ashamed of myself for not knowing of you way before this time. You've been putting it down. You've been putting it down, man, for almost two decades. I'm upset with myself.
But you know what? Everything happens when it's supposed to. So you found out about me when you were supposed to find out about me. It would be one thing if you had heard about me and you ignored that. Then you should be embarrassed.
True. Then I would be embarrassed.
Right. So, but
let's
start,
I guess.
Things come across our radar when they're supposed to, so.
Right. You're so right. You're so right. So let's start, I guess, a little from the beginning for people that are not aware of who you are. You know, I've read that you're an integral part of the Atlanta hip-hop scene, but are you originally from Atlanta?
No, I'm not. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and I lived there until I was about 12, and then I moved to Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we moved to Atlanta, and I wanted to know how you decided to foray into hip-hop, I mean, and become an MC. Like, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm an MC? When did that happen? When did it begin?
Looking back, I have always been one. I just didn't know it. It's like, you know, I say you're a poet, you didn't even know it. Honestly, even when I listened to hip-hop growing up or listened to the music, I never thought that I could do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I didn't think that was an option for me because of where I was from. I just enjoyed the music, and I really liked it a lot. I also listened to, I was really into rock and heavy metal, too. So when I really locked in, I would say like about 88, 89, even then, I mean, I would memorize all the songs. I just know albums. I would even, like, be in the car it would be driving, and I would change the words and songs to fit me, but I still didn't get that that's what I was doing. I just thought I was being creative and, you know, being silly, you know, doing improv with my little brothers and sisters or whatever.
Right.
And I always wrote. Like, I always wrote poetry. I always wrote stories. English was, like, my favorite subject. And I wrote my first rhyme in, like, study hall in the 10th grade.
Wow.
And it wasn't up until that point when my best friend was like, yo, we need to just, like, have a group. We should rhyme. We should just rhyme. Let's write mm-hmm. some rhymes. I mean, I didn't think being an MC was an option for me. I didn't know it was that simple. Like, I thought, well, shoot, I'm not from New York. I'm not from here. I'm not from where, you know. I mean, because
right.
you just, you know, it just looked like something.
And at that time, too, it was like everything was coming out of NYC.
Right. And then L.A. had
right.
just, you know, like N.W.A. had just started, peaking at that point. So, I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. just when you don't have the hands-on, like, see, when you grow up with the culture around you, it's
mm-hmm.
a lot different. Like, you're able to, you know, see yourself in it a little bit more. I felt like I was looking at it from the outside because I was
right.
getting it from the radio. I was getting it from TV or whatever, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I was also very young, too. I mean, I was, like, a small child, you know, throughout. I grew up in the 80s, so
right.
you know, I was a little kid. So I was more concerned with playing with my Barbies, but I knew I liked the Fat Boys and I liked
right.
you know, Run DMC, but I wanted to play with my Barbies and stuff. But
right.
when it got
of course.
Me, when I locked in, it was MC Light, Lighters and Rock. Special Ed, Youngest in Charge, and Slick
mm-hmm.
Rick, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. And those between those three albums, I was like, yeah, yeah. And then Redman, that's what pushed me over the top. Like,
wow.
Okay, I'm doing it. Yeah, the Native Tongue family had a huge, 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 huge influence. Like, Tribe Called Quest, the Fushnikins, Black Sheep,
mm-hmm.
had a huge influence on me at that time, you know, because I
right.
started rhyming, like, in the 90s. So at that point, you know, I did it. I wrote a couple of rhymes. They were dope. And then
mm-hmm.
I remember moving to another school, and I met some actual MCs. Because, again, I went to school with, you know, I went to school at that point. I went to school with a bunch of white kids. So at
right.
that point, they weren't as into hip-hop as they are now, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, in terms of rapping, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
listen to the music. But when I went to this other school, I was around MCs. We used to rhyme in the lunchroom, and after school, we would get together or whatever, and then it would be a group. They would come over to where I lived, and we would just sit on the stairs, and we would just, like, rhyme, and the dude was like, well, you got to be able to freestyle, and you're not a real MC. You got to
mm-hmm.
come up the top of your head spontaneously. And I was very intimidated by that. And
right.
Once I got that, and then I had, was right on my cool, I'm ready, let's do this. And it was been on. That's a long way to tell that story. But I don't think I've ever shared all of that. I've shared
No, it's okay.
Pieces, but no,
yeah.
but all of that, like, that's really the full picture there with that. So I would say around that time, like, 92-ish, I was like, I'm ready, let's go. And then I didn't start recording, though, until, like, later in the 90s.
Right.
But, I mean, for years, just, you know, the rhyming, being in cyphers, battling.
Yeah, open mics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
things
exactly.
like that. I love
yep.
that.
Yep.
What
well,
I love about
the hands-on approach to the culture. Hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
I got dirty.
Basically,
I got dirty
you,
my
you
nails.
Took the route from the beginning. You know, you
mm-hmm.
you did the exact route that an MC should be taking, you know. A lot of people don't want to do the legwork, you know. They want to just skip all that and be like, I want to be a star now. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's an intricate part of becoming an MC and you know, manifesting and really, like, getting your game up is to be around other people like that. And I see that's the route you took. What I like about you and you know, when I saw your site, I saw the saying, Golden Era Future, which I love because, you know, everybody's always talking about, oh, the golden era of hip-hop, it's over, oh, it's gone, it'll never be that. But I don't agree. I agree. Golden era future is definitely alive now and standing with MCs like yourself and Ty Phoenix and Cy-Roc. And not only that, we got Elder Sensei and of course MF Doom and Punchline. I had Punchline on the show. Homeboy Sandman, Jay Live. I had Jay Live on the show. I mean, these are dope lyricists that's putting out really fly music, just like the golden era they call golden era of hip hop. So I commend you for even saying that, like golden era future. That's what's happening right now. And how do you feel when you have, you know, I read that you were the lone female MC on Subverse Music and Metal Face Records, which is big to say because Subverse had, you know, C-Ray's Rawls and MF Doom and all these great male MCs, and to be just one female amongst them, that says a lot. How did that whole connection come about?
The thing with Subverse, it's so beautiful, even how that I believe in my deepest recesses of my being that mm-hmm. whole Subverse thing came through me actually meeting Science of Life back in 97 on the land, you know, out here, Dr. York. I used to study with, you know, Dr. York in Holy Tabernacle, and I met them because at that point they were an established group and their music was centered around the teachings of Dr. York. So I met them actually at Family Day, and I was too shy to rap for them. Like, we were, you know, again, they performed, and then we had a cypher after, but I would not rhyme in it because they were just so dope to me. It just mm-hmm. blew my mind. And years later, they moved out here, and I met them. And Science of Life, I got to big up John Robinson and ID Four Winds, John Robinson, Little mm-hmm. Spy, same person. They helped me more than any other people in the music game ever. And I mean, John Robinson, like, may you live a long, prosperous life. I love that brother so much. He has helped me so much with my music. So I would definitely say me being in the place I needed to be to meet them, to even mm-hmm. plant that seed so that years later we would meet. And then through them, I met Doom, I met C-Ray's Walls, and then I also worked with the Micronauts who are from here. So it's like either way it went, I probably was going to end up on Subverse anyway, but I really strongly feel that just meeting Science of Life at that time that I did, that had just as much to do with it as the link that I had with the Micronauts and then us all coming back together in Atlanta, because it happened in Atlanta. So Atlanta is definitely a place, like, I started rhyming here. Mm-hmm. You know, all of my stuff musically popped off here. So, and that's how that, again, you know, I did a song with the Micronauts that ended up on their album. So that brought me under that Subverse radar a little bit more. Like, oh, okay, she's mm-hmm. on one of the artist projects. I was performing with them. Doom saw me, heard me perform. So then I ended up meeting Doom at a Subverse showcase that we had out here. He was like, yo, you're crazy. Like, I want to work with you. So all my stuff just happened by me being me, doing what I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't sweating nobody. I wasn't running up and behind nobody. I wasn't sleeping with nobody. I was just being me.
Exactly.
And I drew to me what I needed, and that's how that happened. I know right before Subverse, like, they were supposed to have another sister, but they never put her stuff out. So big up to Omega Moon, like, because I don't want nobody to, you know, feel like I'm leaving it. Yeah, that's my sister. So
Omega would have been
on the label as well, but they folded. So they were actually supposed to be putting out an Omega Moon project as well. So I can't believe you even said that name.
I am just like taking it back. I know Omega Moon from just out here being in the scene.
Yeah.
Dope sister, lyricist, just a fly queen.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, I always like, yo, how come you don't have anything out? What's going on with you?
I mean, that Subverse thing, kind of, I mean, she was always doing her own thing, though, so I don't think she didn't need a label per se. But anytime mm-hmm. you're independent, just because of the distribution, that to me is mm-hmm. the appeal of having a label, because the broad based distribution that you get, you know what I'm saying? And you're not having to fund all of that out of your own pocket. So that, to me, is the appeal of having the distribution, not necessarily the label, but it's just like with a label, you know, they got certain connects that it may take you a little bit longer to do by yourself as an artist. So I'm like, you know, it's cool to have a shortcut every now and then. But that's how that happened with Subverse. Absolutely, I was just in the right place in the right time. Again, I had met everybody, and I had even met, you know, Just and Company Flow. I had even met them prior, but I met them as someone who was at a show in the audience as a fan, you know, of music. So I've always loved the music, and I've been actively involved in the culture through supporting other artists' music, through going to shows or whatever. So I love it. You know what I mean? And I will always love it. It's a part of me. So I always put myself, you know, you got to, like, listen, a doctor has to go to medical school. They got to do their residency. They got to intern, whatever. You don't just, oh, I want to be a doctor and I'm going to read a book at home about, yeah, you could definitely read a book about medicine, but if you never get to practice on anybody, or, you know, on a cadaver, you're not cutting my body open for surgery.
Exactly.
You can know everything in the book. You can know everything. You could have read it all, but without the hands-on experience, good. So yeah, that's how Subverse happens. I have a tendency to be. I will be somewhere else with it, but that's how that occurred.
It's cool. I'm loving every minute of this interview. I'm loving it. You guys, again, it's Bodega Fresh with tonight's guest star. And I've played often the Dope Girl Magic, which I just love, right, that you and Brooks Brown did. I mean, I love that, especially, you know, what attracts me to it is that track.
Yeah,
that's the remix, exactly. But that track, and I'm like, oh, who did that track? I've been meaning to ask you.
Illustrate.
Who did that track?
Illa, the brother Illustrate, a.k.a. Henny Loggins, he did that. Yeah.
Dope track, two dope lyricists on the track, and
there's three of
right
us.
Now,
Invincible's on it too. You haven't heard it with Invincible?
That's right. Invincible is on it too. I'm bugging out. I'm sorry, Invincible. Got to get you on the show. I'm so sorry. Right? Yeah. I remember I saw her at this film, and it was about her country, and it was with the A-likes, and they were doing some things up here in the Bronx. And getting some things in, so I would love to get you on the show, Invincible. Didn't mean to forget you on that Dope Girl Magic. But back to my guest tonight, Star, your latest effort that you have out, I don't know if that's the latest, but from what I read, is Mother Nature with a Molotov Season.
Yes.
What is this album all about, and why that title?
This album is actually all about what is going on right now, because as you see, Mother Nature, she is throwing her Molotov, boy. She is getting us nice and ready, and just sharpening us and getting us ready for this new eon, this new epoch that we're in. So the Molotov, the science for me behind the Molotov is, you know, the Molotov represents and can be interpreted in so many different ways, and we can interpret it literally, you know, the actual Molotov cocktail, which is the, you know, the incendiary device that is used in warfare generally by people who don't have the access or the resources to, you know, get weapons or things to defend themselves. So they have to use what they have on hand, what's available. So that's right there, the alchemist, you know what I'm saying? You take something and you make something else out of it. And then that Molotov, you know, no one sees it coming. Nobody expects that. So it's the unexpected. It's the abrupt change. It's used in those type of situations. Your Molotov is also your weapon that you use, because we are experiencing a high level of spiritual warfare right now. There is really no physical weapon that's going to get us through what we're going through. So we have to tap into the ether. We have to tap into the spirit. And that could be through your intellect, your higher senses, your ability to do deep breathing, your ability to be emotionally detached, your ability to visualize, you know, just your Molotov is whatever. Whatever is your strength and what you use to navigate through the matrix. So it being Molotov season, this is the season on the time of change, of a lot of change, of transformation. Things are going to happen rapidly, quickly. You better have your riot gear ready. You got to be ready to rock. You got to be ready to adapt at all times. And then for me, it represented also, I went through a major transformation in my personal, you know, and spiritual development as I, prior to me creating the album. So the album was actually how I processed the things that I went through instead of me being depressed or upset or sad. I just wrote and all these ideas were just coming out of me. And for me, it was my me letting my hair down, so to speak, because I tended to be very abstract. I'm still very abstract, but to a point where I just felt like I wasn't letting people in enough with my music.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I felt like I was boxing myself in, you know? So I had to find a balance with that Mother Nature, because, yeah, I was on my Mother Nature, but, you know, that wasn't all that I was. And I just felt like I was really getting typecast a lot as being like, you know, people was mistaking me for a spoken word artist or a singer. And, you know, and no offense to spoken word artists or singers, but I guess the way I physically presented myself, like I looked one way, but I was like this MC that was just spitting daggers, but
right.
I didn't feel like I would never be represented as that. Like it was always, oh, okay, you look like you do spoken word, you look like you sing, you look like you do poetry, but I mean, what does an MC look like? Like, how do you have to look to be a vicious MC that takes heads?
Exactly.
So for me, I put myself in that box though, because as I was going through my growth and development spiritually, and I was going through my different schools, you know, there were certain things that I adhered to. I dressed a certain way. I wrapped my hair. Just certain things. And when I got to the point where I was out and visible with my music, I had gone through that change. When I first started rhyming, I was Tim's hoodie, camouflage, football jersey, you know, very tomboyish. So I never got to put out music during that time. Like, I was already going through my refinement when I put it out. And I'm like, well, you know, what if one day I want to cuss on a song? Or I want to wear some shorts in my video. I have to make sure that I open up a space where I can share and express every aspect of me, because I'm an artist. And this is my expression. And I have to be authentic and genuine and true to myself, because at the end of the day, that's who I got to wake up and look at in the mirror. And that's who I got to go to bed with at night. So I'm like, I got to really start showing my multidimensional aspect, because it's there, you know. And on this album, I feel like I'm still abstract, because that's just how I am and that's how I write. But I touched on different, you know, different things. I have got better with writing choruses, and I got better with doing my conceptual stuff. Because I just, I tend to, like, I can jump from, like, 8 to 80 in, like, 0.5 seconds. So my little synopsis be firing, but it all makes sense to me.
Exactly.
Because I just be jumping in everywhere. But, you know, for that can be misinterpreted as maybe being, what is that, scatterbrain, but it's not scattered. Like, it all has order to it and organization. So for me, the Molotov was even, I gotcha. You thought it was just Mother Nature, but here's that Molotov. But that Molotov is that element of surprise, you know. Just don't ever think that it's just this, because it's always more to it. So, but really, and even as things go on, I'm like, man, the Molotov could be this, it could be that. It's just a very transformative, you know, Scorpio type of eighth house energy, transformation, phoenix from the flames, because that's what we're going through now. When we had the reset, you know, with the different things that have been going on since 1221, which most people interpreted literally as a physical thing that would actually happen. But again, you know, we are alive in a beautiful time at the beginning of a new age, and things are changing and they're speeding up, and it's a lot of stuff going on, but it's the best time to be alive, because we get to start fresh. Like what your boy say, started from the bottom. We get to start from the roots, though. We get to be the foundation of the next 25,000 years. So that is a huge honor and responsibility. to be, you know, letting go of and getting rid of these old outdated paradigms and to be here for this shifting. So yeah, that Smile Talk season is about all of that. I mean,
that's
just,
dope.
You know,
that's dope. That's
for me,
dope.
That's what it's just where we are. Like, we're in Molotov season right now, and I'm Mother Nature with a Molotov because I am the womb, you know, and all women, we are Mother Nature. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All wombs, man, are. So we give birth to everything that exists, even we give birth to your reality. And, I mean, you know, men have a womb of the mind. So, like, everything is coming from the womb. We're all birthing and creating these things. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know,
that's dope, man.
What it is.
Yeah, I love your stance, and you know, I've watched some videos. Your confidence on stage is amazing. I'm not gonna keep you for too much longer, but I remember you saying early in the interview you were a little bit shy about, you know, rapping and spitting in front of people. When did you gain that confidence? Because you hit that stage, and man, it's like, I'm at full attention, like, whoa, she's so powerful in her delivery of lyricism and everything. So when did that come about?
The confidence? I've always, you know, I wouldn't have ever even gotten on a stage if I didn't feel like I was good at it. But, again, it was very intimidating for me in the beginning because I had to get comfortable just with me in general, not so much with rhyming. And the more comfortable I got with myself and how I was moving, like, at the time I was coming up doing the most shows and everything, like, I rarely encountered women that were on what I was on that presented themselves in the physical like I did. You know, I was doing, you know how it is, I was doing, like, the backpacker show, and I would come out in, like, a crocheted skirt with incense. You know what I'm saying? But I stood on that, and all you could do was respect it, and with no fear. You know, because when you get comfortable, when you're comfortable, I was comfortable with me enough to know that I'm going to get up here, and I'm going to do this, and they're going to love it, period. And it just came through me doing it enough and then getting that feedback. Was just reconfirm what, because I was right in my hand. It's pretty dope, dog. You might be on to something here. But I thrive actually off of that energy. I love performing. I love that because I turn into something different. It's like I open up and I have like this out of body experience. So like sometimes it ain't even like I'm there, but I'm like above it.
Wow. It
you
really
know, like, I'm watching
like
it, like how you astral project. It's like I'm watching it happen outside of myself. So that's it, just knowing that I'm here, and I have to be present in this moment to bring the balance that's necessary and it's needed. So I know that my ancestors have my back. I know that the Most High has my back, so I'm not going to fail. Failure isn't an option. It's not going to happen. So that gives me that push and that confidence and that support because I know that I'm in sync and I'm in tune and I'm in line with my purpose in life. So regardless, I'm going to be good. So that I think that's where it comes from. But it just took, you know, over time, me getting just more comfortable with and accepting that. Because when you really get that this is what I was born to do, like I was born to do this. So like when you ask me, I've been an MC since before I got here. It just, I had to remember. And it had to lock in with me. Because even when I was little and I was doing those things that I didn't know where I got it from or even, you know, like, why am I taking these songs and changing the words and making them fit myself? That was MCing right there.
Right.
I didn't know it.
Exactly.
You know?
You didn't
and
know
I remember,
it.
Ooh,
you didn't know this.
One girl, I'll never forget this show. I was at a birthday party when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And somebody had a Just Ice tape, the one with the little cartoon on the front, and the cartoon of him. With the gold teeth. I think whatever one Cole Getting Dumb is on. And I was just looking at the tape, and this girl's like, oh, you wouldn't know nothing like that. You from the suburbs. That's real. That's real hip hop. You don't know nothing about that. And I never forgot that girl said that to me. I mean, I am 11, and the age I am now is a long gap. Mm-hmm. And that stuck with me. I said, I wish that little heifer could see me now. You know what I'm saying? She really don't know what she said. Oh, word? I don't know nothing about this? That might even be the reason why I rhyme. Like, somewhere in my subconscious, I had to just disprove her for making that erroneous statement.
That's yeah. crazy. This is dope. I'm so thankful for this interview. Just one more question before I let you go, and then we're going to get into some more of your music. Tell me exactly, I know you probably have many influences in hip-hop and in music, but what for you has hip-hop done for you? What do you feel like hip-hop has brought to you?
Clarity, enlightenment, conflict resolution skills, more creativity, resourcefulness, strength, endurance, the ability to adapt and transform in any situation possible. Yeah, and it's definitely even helped me communicate better.
Nice. Hip hop, always doing something for the people. So I want to thank you again for coming on to Bodega Fresh and granting me this interview. We are going to get into some of your music next. You guys stay tuned for that. Stay with me, and we'll be right back. It's Nadine Michelle on Bodega Fresh. Yeah.
Choices either with or against me. So let's cut to the chase right quickly. Critics, kiss my entire ass strictly, thickly. Now one of them shots gon' hit me. Magnetic force field, spinning them spoons. Hotter than a Bikram studio in June. On the equator, sincerely I implore you to put the mic down, don't touch it anymore. Please retire, rhyme up in the fire. No t-shirts, no stickers, posters, and no flyers. Join a seminary or find someone to marry. Bury your head in books, become a halfway crook. Don't get it twisted, cause I roll with the mystics. I will saute, flambe, and serve you with a biscuit. Pass the herb balance, spread in a glass of tags. I keep the pineal fed, raising them in the dead. She spit equivalent to roundhouse kicks, smacking the taste out of lips, crazy 88 tips. Goodness gracious, gotta get the paper, set back by nothing, a whole lot of frontin'. Well, I'ma lace you with that certified gold, redeeming face value and reclaiming your soul. Redemption or the linchpin, you choose, can blow it any second, got a quick view. That means it's short, on life support. Pulling the plug, flow on tap, cause I'm bugged. Blessed with pestilence, here come the locusts. Flying heads dread and smashing them cockroaches. Honeybee buzzing, slaying by the dozen. Rock them and sleep, cousin, just like that. Rock them like a tango and leaves all black. Like construction Timbs, I'm a classic bad.
I've been rocking Bob, I've been rocking Mike. Ever since she was on
the CMX, right? Yup, she jumped right back in it. Took a little time off, got herself centered. No need for spotlight, I got that solar. Switched up on your thinker, sister bipolar. Nope, no Xanax, don't even burn slips much. Channeling energy, a venturine wrist cup. This is wants first needs, rock mics to raise my seat. At first a challenge, now both were balanced. Ain't never missed a beat since the days I was deep in my mama's womb. Spitting amniotic fluid to the tune of a heartbeat. Everything I speak, magnacy, that means you love it. Quit acting stubborn and frontin', knowing that this joint straight bumping like chicken pox, ops, mumps, and goiters. Her phrases contagious, range is enormous. Conquering the globe, headlining on Reuters.
My thoughts. No TSA beef, I'm flanked by Sharice. Word to my Nabel, trolley cars and K-bells, ring bells, that's fact. E-ticket to fast track, abstract, breathe through, no check in the backpack. Bullet train fame, tagging my name on dashboards, upgrade at the counter. I get what I ask for, first class royal treatment, more stamps on a passport. Global approach with a spark like Roach, sleeper coach to the west coast, embracing my folks. Spread love, she approachable, respect non-negotiable. Liz and Sessions, even Abby on a Vespa. Carry on bags when catching spread, I connect us. Cross the Atlantic first time, a travel version. They got my rider request, cut checks like a surgeon. I bust the mic with the God, word is the author. Mother Earth, J.R. Law, and Lewis Parker.
Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, wings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering, all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips. Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, wings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering, all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips.
And the train to the plane, I'm out touring again and again, cause it gave me a name. I came with the flame, plus promoters come for me. My last show, fed heads to a Hungary and Hungary. Went to Paris and had them wondering like Alice, cause I lit it up and left the stage smoking like a chalice. On a Tuesday, caught a flight to the UK. True say, when I rock, I'm on top like a toupee. You warm and I'm paddling, touring and traveling. My kids wanna know when daddy's gonna be back again. The sun star in a European country where the road's only big enough for one car. Been a lot of places, some cold, some drug spot. I was born, but no, I'm not born to stay in one spot. I'm just trying to feed the fan, maybe to Japan, be the man. But you're not trying to grow up like Peter Pan.
Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, rings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering, all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips. Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, rings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering, all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips. Bound World Cup 2010, such motherland grounds, feet first once again. Next stop, JHB, blazing heat. JR live tonight, rocking OST. Oh, yes, he been to many places and spaces. Got crazy love in most chases with the cases. Burmeister, like third degree, Berlin, Germany, a staple in Naples, Italy. Lyrically, the epitome of traveling, man. Continental 14 hours straight shots in Japan. You know what I'm saying, man? Some Tommy rock Nike, some Tommy rock Timberland, some Tommy in Africa, some Tommy in Switzerland. Sometime I'm at the Marriott, sometime at the Sheridan. John Robbins alive in your city, that's quite encouraging. International brain food, we came to nourish them. Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, rings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips. Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, rings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips.
That we travel to must stay healthy and powerful to maintain. Plane, trains, automobiles can cause a big strain. Do it for the love of the game, so I can't complain. I'll see many your face, many your place change. Traveling all around the world, US to UK. Shows pay, rocking a crowd from night till next day. Smashing it, packing up shit, and we on our way. Next destination, hit the station for the next leg of the journey. Red suit, Italy, hooked up with Maurizio and my man Brick Chelsea. King of the beat challenge for my real beat makers only. New York to Japan, on the sea or land. We bring the culture to the people, help them to understand. So we be constantly traveling, spreading the word, checking the bird, hitting them skins, and then we gone again. Out.
Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, rings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips. Planes, trains, automobiles, audible skills, rings and wheels, move around the world for real, yo. Traveling patterns, inspiration scattering all over the canvas. This is how we plan trips.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? We have developed a minor technical fault and are returning to London. Please fasten your safety belt. Please fasten your safety belt. Please fasten your safety belt.
It's your girl, Nadine Michelle. Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. I'm back. Just fresh off of the interview with my guest tonight, the lyricist MC Star, out there in Atlanta doing her thing, originally from Memphis, of course. Yeah, I want to give a special shout out to her. You guys, check her out. Her site is STAHHR. The two H's stand for hip hop. Star.com. You can get her latest album, which is dope. I just played Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is featuring Star and also John Robinson, Lewis Parker, Cy Marshall Law, how do I pronounce this? Bars? Something like that. I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, but dope hip hop is all I could say. Also played Molotov Season, Mother Nature with a Molotov Season, which is the title of her latest effort. Gotta check it out, Mother Nature with a Molotov Season. And, you know, she gets into what's really happening now with us. You guys need to dig deep inside and deal with whatever you're dealing with, because we are in a time that everything is rapid, it's moving really fast. Whatever you want to get going on, you better step to it, because this is the time to do it. You know what I mean? So get the latest effort from Star, Mother Nature with a Molotov Season. Dope MC. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. What else are we going to get into tonight? I just want to say one more thing before I let you guys go tonight. Next Saturday on Six Man Radio, you can catch me and host The Bad Seed. We're going to have DJ Premier on. That's 7:30 to 9:30 every Saturday on Six Man Radio. We always got somebody really dope for y'all. All the time. On both ends. Like on the indie route, I'm doing my thing. Like you just heard, you heard Star, you heard Torre, you heard Sean Dawn, Punchline, J-Live. I mean, it's nonstop with the indie artists. So, you know, for the next Bodega Fresh, you guys got to tune in. I can't even tell you who I'm going to have on, but check out the Six Man Radio site. Check out the Facebook for Six Man Radio and stay on my Facebook, which is Nadine Michelle. Check that out for the next show, for the upcoming show. But for now, next Saturday, DJ Premier on Six Man Radio with my man, The Bad Seed. We're just getting it in, you know what I mean? So, you know what? Not only is Bad Seed a host, but he is an MC. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The man is definitely talented. And, you know, I happen to be lucky to be even hosting the show with him. I'm flattered, honestly, you know what I'm saying? But he's also a talented MC, and I'm going to play one of his songs tonight. This is an effort he did. Shout out to Australia. This dude in Australia was, like, digging on him and, you know, sent him this track, and this is what it came out to be. No Fucks Given, I Don't Give a Fuck is really the title of it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into a little Bad Seed. And also, I don't know, I got something else behind that for y'all, but check Bodega Fresh out next time, third Sunday of the month. That'll be April 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Check me out then, and also check me out every Saturday on Six Man Radio with Bad Seed. I'm out, y'all. Peace.
Yeah. Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They target, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window, yep, the city is your backdrop. Gats pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the stinger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up, or roll up, scroll up, and get your shit swole up. Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap. Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yup. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. They don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give a
fuck. Yeah.
I don't give a
fuck. wouldn't fuck with my filla for real. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf, you softer than Ben Stiller. Getting head from Philly Stiller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his tucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan, discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, there goes you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right.
Flying, they say I do, they lying. Never have one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep, I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fucks giving, though, keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just, I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at, kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh, wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass skate, huh? Ain't no fucks giving, no. You already know. Pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, later. Looking like Lord Vader with the mask off. You the past, dog.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright. No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. Hey, yo, nigga, cause you ain't really tough, yo.
Golden days, I'm loading up some things to keep promoting, paper folding, making quotes. down like an integer. Keeping it real is easy when we keep it simpler. Never harder than it has to be. No self-induced drama, no catastrophes. I'm asking please for master keys to pass my feet so they can dash free like an athlete who has the lead, flying at a massive speed. On the fine print of life, see the caption read, dot, dot, dot. Welcome to a box of chocolates. Everything you want and sometimes the opposite. Insight is igniting my growth. Psychic approach, don't need no life coach. Choosing the right road and using the lighter load. Excited where my life can go. I had to
let go.
Understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.